One alleged victim, who is only giving his name as Mitchell, recalled the abuse he suffered at the hands of Dr. Reginald Archibald.
I would sit on his lap while he was writing all his notes down, and he was always fondling my genitals.
Last week, the university sent a letter to former patients alerting them of the allegations. They say their investigators found credible and that there were allegations made as early as the 90s. Nonetheless, it was cathartic for former patient Matt Harris.
When I opened that letter, that I was like, and relieved somewhat to say, oh my God, everything I thought was true, you know, was true.
The university is providing counseling, writing, we deeply regret pain and suffering caused to any of Dr. Archibald's former patients. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, outside Rockefeller University.